Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I do have to tell you the funniest story because, you know, we did all the things for Father's Day. And then last night, we came home. We've moved, semi-moved. We were pulling weeds all weekend. My back has never been so sore. Did a lot of gardening. And so last night, I said, babe, I just want to watch Jaws. It's time. It's the 50th anniversary. I had a dream Saturday night that Steven Spielberg was in a local restaurant, and I was following him out, and I said, Steven, I think Jaws is the best movie of all time, but I can't get to all of the commemorative events. Which one should I go to? And he turned and said, well, thank you, and then told me to go to something at Martha's Vineyard. That was my dream. So last night, we are watching Jaws on the heels of my very first fishing trip that doesn't involve Deanna Rose.
Okay, Deanna Rose, and I love Deanna Rose, but that's not fishing.
Well, but when the children were little, you throw the little thing in and you catch the fish. And, you know, I had not been fishing on the dock with a lure since in many, many years. And you guys know this, for Father's Day, I surprised him with all of his fishing stuff. I have never been to a Bass Pro Shop. It was...
And if they have anything to say about it, you never will again.
I do not belong in that store. Nice. The nicest young man helped me. We got all of the things. And then you guys yesterday, I said, well, I kind of want to fish. And so, you know, we got the stuff all out and we were doing the deal. And this will circle back around to Jaws. I cast one out and, you know, I'm reeling it in and I cast and I reel and I cast. I'm doing all the things. And then finally, you know, after about 5 minutes, I'm like, okay, let's do something.
You were bored? Or
I was like, well, it was very relaxing, but it was really the sun.
You have to have patience. Yeah, gotta have fish.
And I mean, you know me, come on. So I say, I'm going to throw one more out and I want to catch a marlin with this thing. So I throw it out and I'm reeling in and I'm reeling in.
You want to catch a what?
Something big.
A marlin?
Yeah, something big.
She did say marlin, yes.
That is a saltwater fish.
So I'm going to throw this thing out and I'm going to catch something big. And
sure enough,
I start a reel and a reel and it stops. And the little rod is bending. I get so excited.
You got a stick, did you?
And I think, I think I got something. I think it's big. It's big.
It's a stick.
And I'm reeling and I'm
reeling. You're not feeling any pullback.
No, it was not pulling back. He comes over. It's exactly what you said. And he goes, sweetheart, it's stuck on the bottom.
Yeah.
And that was the end of my fishing
career.
Where
did you go fishing?
Yesterday afternoon.
No, where?
Quivira.
Huh. Do they have fish?
Oh, my gosh.
Not any marlins.
They have bass.
They don't have...
And pike. I know these things because I had to be educated to go to Bass Pro Shop and tell them what I needed. He said, well, what kind of fish are you fishing for? And I go, no. I am not fishing.
Do you go largemouth or smallmouth?
There were a lot of little...
They only have largemouth.
Lure
I'm the
things
one that did the research.
In there. Yeah. Sam, Scott, I called Sam.
She asked me, and I was like, I don't know, so I just did the research.
Isn't that funny?
Did you catch a walleye?
I did not. I caught a stick on the bottom.
Did anybody catch anything?
No, we were not there a real long time, but I want
to
go back.
If there's really fish in Lake Quivira.
Oh, they stock them.
No, they stock it.
Really?
They stock fish to feed the bigger fish to make the bigger fish bigger. They have competitions for the children out there and all this stuff. Anyway, did you hear that a hammerhead shark fell out of the sky over the weekend. I'm not making this up. Look it up. There's a video.
What?
A hammerhead shark.
Did you take your medicine today?
Fell out of the sky and landed on some people playing frisbee golf.
Like Sharknado?
I think someone was concussed. I don't know. Can you imagine?
South Carolina.
Yes. Can you imagine that you're just out there enjoying your Father's Day and you're like, let's play some frisbee golf. Ain't nobody getting injured playing frisbee golf. And a shark falls from the sky and smacks you about the head. That's what happened. Look it up.
Was it a Carolina hammerhead?
A what?
There is a specific type of hammerhead for the Carolinas.
Okay, all right.
Carolina hammerhead.
We need to stop for a second. This was bird food.
Jonathan Marlowe, who snapped the now viral photos of his friend holding up the aquatic predator.
It's a foot and a half long. It is not a hammerhead like you would think.
Well, it's not even a foot long.
It would have been if it didn't careen to its death.
It's not even a foot long.
Dana.
Look at that leaf next to it.
That doesn't even qualify.
Quoting here from Mr. Marlowe, teeing off on number 11 at Splinter and saw an osprey carrying something over us. Two crows were chasing it into a tree, and then the shark fell from the sky.
Oh, well, no, actually, no. Now I see a picture of the guy holding it up. Is that the one you're looking at?
Yeah.
Yes.
It is about a foot and a half.
About
That's
a foot
big
and a half
leaf.
That would eventually become what we know as the, speaking of Jaws, the gigantic hammerhead shark.
It's a baby.
I got to be honest, when you first mentioned it, I thought you were saying that a full-grown hammerhead fell out of the sky.
Now
and I was like, what?
Now that would be a viral video because everyone would be dead. But Scott, seriously, they're playing frisbee golf. And the thing, you wouldn't tell me, you wouldn't have to change your pants when you look down and there's a shark
Dana,
falling from the sky?
When you said originally that I would have to change my pants, I thought like a six-foot-long hammerhead with really sharp teeth fell out of the sky onto some guys at a disc golf tournament.
I don't think it's any less unbelievable because it was a teenager hammerhead.
But this isn't even, this is infant.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.